Welcome to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast Rekindled, a bi-weekly show about magic, spirituality, healing, and the unified theory of weirdness. I'm your host, Ross Cessna. Let's light it up. Hey, what is up? It is Ross, and we are back trying this episode again. I've tried to record it. This is the third time now, and if I don't get it done, I'm just going to go with one of them. I've hated every one. I'm going to try to do one that I like this time. And with that said, let's get into it. So, episode 5. This is being a fellow traveler on the path. Here's a couple of the key points that we'll get into. There is no singular way. It's a team sport. The path isn't linear. A quote by Ram Dass and a quote by Castaneda. And with all of that said, let's run into kind of what each one is. No singular way builds out on the concept that there's more than one road to get to this experience, right? It's a team sport implies that we have to work with each other along this path. The path isn't linear, meaning that you end up in different places at different times and things can be circular at times. And like the quotes are kind of self-explanatory. We'll get there when we get there. Let's get into it. So, no singular way. Sometimes people get into spirituality and right off the rip, they'll be like, religion, you can't find the same stuff as spirituality. It'll make spirituality better. It's not the case. You can tap into the essence of what we're after or what you've found or what I've found. In lots of different ways. And atheists are fine too. They can experience it because it's not so much about practice. And don't get me wrong, there's a certain way of carrying yourself in the world that will allow you to experience it more easily. And is, I would say, like almost a prerequisite, but that's not practice. It's about heart and how you show up to life and where intention lies and things of that nature. In my understanding as well. Maybe I'm mistaken, but that's what I've tapped into and what I've found a lot of people who seem to have an easier way of life have expressed as well, is the best way I can put it. Oh, if you hear a noise too, my pug is sleeping underneath the microphone. So that's what you're hearing. You hear Renji snoring. The artwork for this too is by yumiart.com. And it is a beautiful piece. I chose it because it shows a woman standing before two different roads. Oops, I accidentally hit the next slide. Anyhow, moving right along, it's a team sport. Think of like how you treat the waiter in this scenario and wanting to be kind to other people and like being generous and being decent to people just because that's the way that you want to show up. Because the world is a stage is the next point, meaning that we're all playing different roles, right? And we need to treat everybody with respect and dignity. And that even goes to people that are assholes. Now, with that being said, there's a line when you need to like stand up for yourself and hold your ground and all of that stuff. Do no harm, but take no shit, I believe is the popular phrase. So keep that in mind. But we also have to remember, too, that for anybody that we meet, there's a bigger story than we see behind what's going on, right? And by that, I mean, we might meet some assholes in our life, but these assholes might be there to help develop. And these assholes as well might be there to learn some lessons about that experience. It doesn't mean that they're an asshole in every existence and that they're doomed to some bad experience afterwards. I think that negative actions have their own like negative reward inherent in them, or their own punishment, I guess is the appropriate term, not negative reward. Spiritual growth isn't linear too. We can come back to things that we've seen before. We can re-experience the same thing again. And we're going to unpack spiritual growth isn't linear more in its own subheading. The main thing that we need to understand is worry about yourself in these instances. Like, worry about how you're showing up to life. And like I was told in when I was doing 12-step recovery, keep your side of the street clean. That means that you're not being an asshole. Do the next right thing. And generally, things will work out for you in the long run if you maintain that and hold the line on that. Growth isn't linear, and I love this artwork here because it is this spiral galaxy with a Fibonacci sequence there, kind of showing everything spiraling out from one center point. Unhealed wounds will resurface at times, and even healed wounds can resurface at times, right? But unhealed wounds will come back up. Like for me, this whole fall has been about inner child stuff that I thought I dealt with a long time ago, but it's really been processing a lot of that. And now it's moving into winter, and it's about processing being at this stage of my life and single. It's interesting how life works, and there's these all these different layers to everything, right? But I'd also like to touch on revisiting healed wounds too, right? So revisiting healed wounds, I don't know if you've ever had a grandparent or somebody older or somebody who's had like a major accident, but they'll talk about how certain times of year, certain weather patterns will make their healed wounds hurt. Certain cycles in our life can make things that we've already faced and made peace with come up and well up and cause pain too. This path is not for the faint of heart, which is why it's important to have fellow people on the path, which is what this episode is largely about, right? You'll revisit unlearned lessons. So sometimes you'll come up and see things that you need to learn again. And sometimes you'll even come back to lessons that you've learned and get to make the right choice and get the experience of choosing differently and navigating circumstances with more awareness. It's a really good feeling. The other thing is there's retrocausality, which I really think has played a large part in my role, and it's something I need to work with now. Maybe I need to tap into it now and receive some blessings I'm going to cast back to myself. But retrocausality works by, it's the belief that you can impact the past by current actions that you're doing now. So like you can send a lifeline out to yourself. And I've done this after the fact by sending myself Reiki for when I was going through other challenging experiences. And it sounds like bullshit probably to most people, but if you really play with it, once you get outside of like the common thinking and really get outside of the box, you realize is a lot stranger than you might think it is, and retrocausality isn't off the table. And then the other thing about growth isn't being linear is there's premonition, which is like maybe not retrocausality, but it's like kind of knowing what's going to happen in the future in the current moment. And if you have that ability, you're able to navigate situations differently, so you can kind of skip ahead in the spiral and maybe jump over some hurdles more easily if you're able to navigate it. And if you're able to work with retrocausality and premonition collectively, you'd really be able to accelerate your growth exponentially. I don't know how that would work though. That was just kind of something that came up off the cuff, but interesting thought. Maybe listening to this later, somebody will pick something up. So now we come to the quote section of this, and Ram Dass had a really beautiful quote. We're all just walking each other home, and I think that this is a really good point that he has here, but I also think it's kind of a little bit too rose-colored glasses-y. And the quote that I resonated with the most, and I've grown from this quote that I'm about to share, but I think that it's important to look at. And we'll kind of bring that between the two. It was by Carlos Castaneda. And he said, "And the sorcerer starts on his way back home, knowing he will never reach it, knowing that no power on earth will ever deliver him to the place, the things, the people he loved." And that hit home for me because I was like waiting outside of my therapist's office and I read it. And I felt this deep sense of isolation and disconnection from everything at the time. And it really is when you begin working on yourself in a deep way in healing things and working through old patterns and looking at stuff that most people don't look at, it's really disconnecting and it's isolating is the appropriate word. And it makes you look at life differently. But Where Castaneda fell short is Ram Dass is right on something. Having the right people in your life makes a difference. And Castaneda's life kind of ended darkly and with a lot of mystery and speculation about it. And I think that that's because he kind of fell prey to some of his victims on the path to, or his enemies on the path to power. And I think he was misguided in some ways. But if you go through that journey that Castaneda does, and you will encounter what he calls phantoms on the path. And this is an area that I think that Ram Dass misses. Phantoms on the path are like these NPC-like characters or people stuck in self-destructive patterns. And these will be people who come into your life that you will waste time on, whether it be romantically or in friendships or even jobs can kind of be phantoms on the path, right? But there are things that come up in life that distract you from your ultimate purpose and moving forward. And they can look very, very attractive. They're almost like sirens in Greek mythology, where they have this very enchanting song, but they're leading you into despair. These are more subtle, though, because they're more of like the island of the opium eaters, where they keep you stuck in one particular spot and you're not moving forward. So you have to be mindful of those while you're walking people home on the path. But ultimately, we're supposed to be here for other people. And I hope that that makes sense. I think that the people who are sharp will get it, and the people that aren't won't, and the point will be missed, because you can't help everybody. And a lot of this journey is you have to help yourself. You can find people who are willing to pull their weight, and you can walk alongside of them, but you can't stay anywhere too long on the path of spiritual development, is the easiest way to put it. As it was explained to me at one point, the road behind you is burning and you find that you have to move ever forward. Imagine Sisyphus happy, or as if he was happy. And that's why you need to squat up. It's a lonely road. It's challenging at times. It can be daunting. And kindred spirits are a welcome addition to it, right? You need to have people, you don't need to, but it's easier to have people that you can relate to as you're going through these experiences, which is part of the reason why I'm creating a meetup specifically for like talking about this type of stuff, because it would be so helpful for people, because there's some pretty unsavory shit out in the world. And as I don't want to use the term light worker, because I think that that term is inappropriate, but like as a shadow worker or somebody that processes the bullshit of the collective psyche, we have it as a responsibility to keep each other healthy. And I think that people have different roles, and that's why working together is important. We'll move on to the next one. And just to kind of run over what we discussed in this episode, intention is more important than anything. You can be religious and find this truth. You can be an atheist and kind of tap into this energy. It doesn't matter so much what you believe to an extent, obviously. It matters where your heart is. We all have our role. So don't judge the way that people are as their role of spiritual evolution. Understand that that's just who they are and how they're showing up now. And it doesn't mean don't write off bullshit or don't hold people accountable and don't get justice, because I think that that is still important, obviously. I'm not like jazzed up on the Jesus juice over here. There's more to the story. How we're seeing things is a small scale. How people, we see people in their lives are a small scale. And be compassionate, but also be mindful. The road gets lonely. Because it gets lonely, make sure that you're stocking up with friends and people that are allied towards the same things as you. And don't stock up with hungry ghosts or phantoms on the path or NPCs. Find the others, right? Find people who want similar things, working towards similar goals. And make space for people in your life that might not be at the same level of awareness as you, but do so in a way that is respectful to your time and your energy. Don't get caught up in this habit that a lot of people have where they're so willing to cut people out of their life. And I've done it myself, and I still do it myself. It's something I need to work on. So this is me teaching most what I need to learn best, or teaching best what I need to learn most. I fucked that all up, but you get the point. Anyhow, next episode, we are going to talk about the baddies finally, and cultural programming, corruption, digital echo chambers, and disinformation. We're just going to briefly do an overview of this stuff. I don't want to get too deep into it. There's plenty of ways that you can find out about this shit. I don't have an agenda where I'm going to try to steer you to one side of a political party or get you to believe anything that I say. I just want to briefly express my opinion on these topics, and then kind of discuss why I'm not going to cover them much, and then move on. Later on, when I have authors on the podcast, if I find interesting people that are discussing some of this stuff and it's relevant to some things that we're talking about, maybe. But it's just not going to be on the forefront of anything that I'm doing here, because I think it's kind of played out. All right. And with that said, peace. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. If you've enjoyed what you heard, you can show us some support by leaving a kind review wherever you're listening, sharing the show with your friends, and getting involved with our online community with the link in the show notes. We'll chat again soon. May good fortune be with you always. Peace.